Radio Prague News. The Supreme Administrative Court has upheld the Justice Minister's decision to sack Vlastimil Rampula from the post of Prague High State Attorney. The lower house on Tuesday approved the government's foreign missions plan for the next 2 years, and the lower chamber has voted to strip public affairs deputy Otto Chaloupka of parliamentary immunity, opening the way for criminal prosecution. The Supreme Administrative Court has upheld the Justice Minister's decision to sack Vlastimil Rampula from the post of Prague High State Attorney, invalidating a ruling by the Prague City Court which reinstated him in office. The Supreme Administrative Court reviewed the case following a cassation complaint from Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, who sacked Rampula in July of last year for allegedly dragging his feet on corruption cases involving politicians. The case will now return to the Prague City Court. The lower house on Tuesday approved the government's foreign missions plan for the next 2 years. The plan envisages a reduction of troops in Afghanistan and a gradual change of focus from military operations to training of local security forces. The Czech Army will maintain 539 troops in Afghanistan next year and 340 in 2014. A maximum of 10 soldiers will remain active in Kosovo within the KFOR mission, and 3 soldiers will serve in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Around 40 soldiers will serve in NATO command structures around the world. The lower house has voted to strip public affairs deputy Otto Chaloupka of parliamentary immunity, opening the way for criminal prosecution. Deputy Chaloupka is suspected of having forced his assistant to surrender 20,000 crowns from his monthly paycheck to him every month. Chaloupka denies the charges. The Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled in favour of a complaint lodged by photographer Jan Saudek against the Saudek.com company represented by his son and former girlfriend, which claimed all rights to his work. The court ruled that the two agreements signed by Saudek in 2005, by which he allegedly relinquished all rights to his work, were invalid and had never been legally binding. The head of a primary school in Prague's Jinonice district has been sacked after admitting he starred in a number of porn videos. Igor Krupka first denied the accusations but was forced to come clean when a tabloid produced ample evidence of his role in a porn movie that allegedly involved S&M scenes. Prague 5 councillors have also filed a criminal complaint against him on suspicion of involvement in child porn movies. President Václav Klaus has signed into law a bill that will end the monopoly of Czech Post for delivering letters and postcards as of 2017. The bill obliges Czech Post to continue all unprofitable operations for a 5-year period after the liberalisation and obliges all private postal service providers to pay into a fund that will cover Czech Post's losses. This particular condition is to allay fears of the closing down of post offices in small towns and villages, which would create major problems, particularly for senior citizens. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy to overcast with heavy rain in places and day temperatures around 22 degrees Celsius. The end of the week should bring a heat wave with temperatures hitting the 30s. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.